A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen in recent days numbers rising up, with the Ministry of Health telling us that at the moment they are now 4,990 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, with 128 deaths.
So now indications are that there are roughly about 1,927 recoveries in Zimbabwe. And when we look at worldwide figures, there are almost 21 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And then out of these, out of this number, 760,213 have actually died. And in USA, according to Johns Hopkins University, more than 5.3 million people have contracted COVID-19, and 167,253 have actually died. We see that cases are going up in America and in Zimbabwe and other parts of the world. And we know that in China, there are two cities where they've detected COVID-19 in some materials that we actually shipped into that country from Brazil and Ecuador. This includes some chicken stuff and some shrimps. So which means that there are assumptions that the COVID-19 virus can actually stay on even plastic material for long, long periods. So, okay, Zulanda Balingali Jan, Labit Kona, Kunanga Poge, Makaya, yes, Koka Kunapage, Motaba, Le COVID-19, Logunya Oktupai, well as Zimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi khona manje ngasikhangela siyabona ukuthi abantu abafika phose 5000 kwele Zimbabwe sebebanjwe COVID-19 bese kusithi abafika phose 2000 sebasila ukuthi ke njalo abanye sebalahlekelwa impilo zabo bafika 128 ngasikhangela ke lokho ke kwethulwa lohlangothi lwezempila kahle ngasikhangela ke emhlabeni onke jikelele sokufika phose abantu 21 million nasebehlaselwe COVID-19 kwezo kusithi ke phakathi kwenani lelo kulabantu abafika 760,000 asebebhubhile. Kuzokuthi ke eMelika sokulabantu ke abafika 5.3 million asebebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuthi ke njalo khonapho nxa sikhangele kulaba idlula 167,000 asebebhubhile. So i-COVID-19 ingani iyatshasa kulokuzwayo. So nxa sikhangela sibili kungani emhlabeni wonke jikelele i-COVID-19 marvelous.
Aiwaku nao vachangova kupinda mchirongwa tokuchingamidzai pano pa Live Talk apo tiri kutepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose tichisanganisira munyika yeZimbabwe. Pari zvino gurukota rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 4,990 takuda kutosvika pa 5,000 vanhu vabatwa nedenda iro recovid-19. Uyezve pane vanhu 128 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya akubva kuchirwere ichi. Asi pane nhaurwa dzitsvakare dzakanaka dziri kubuda dzichiti idzo pane vanhu vakabatwa nedenda recovid-19 vakawanikwa vachiri kunda. Vanhu ava vanosvika ivo 1,927 pari zvino. Tinoona zvakare gurukota irori bazi rezveutano vari kutaura ivo kuti nezuro pakawanikwa ipo pane 97 new cases uyezve nevanhu 6 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya nezuro. Vachiti ivo vanhu vakabatwa necovid-19 vanosvika 97 akange ari malocal cases avanoti ivo akabva mucommunity spread kuti haana kubva nevanhu vaibva kunze kwenyika. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa panguva ino. Zvakare vari kutaura kuti active cases ati dzikirei pari zvino pane vanhu 2,935 vawanikwa ivo vari kurarama nedenda irori recovid-19. Asi tombotarisa zviri kuitika pasi rose, tinoona John Hopkins University iri muno muAmerica inozivisa kuti pane vanhu 20 million vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 pasi rose, avanotiwo maglobal figures, uyezve 755,000 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. MuAmerica matiri imo muno pari zvino mune vanhu 9.2 million vabatwa necovid-19, 167,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Imo muno muWashington DC mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 13,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda ire COVID-19, 594 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kuzeya izvozvi uyezve tichizeya pamusoro pezviri kubuda panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Apo nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachidzinga vaFortune Chasi. Tichange tiri kuzeya nyaya iyoyi tichitarisa zvakare zvabuda kumatare. Apo taona Hope Chingono mutori wenhau achinzi adzoke zvakare kudare vhiki rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti atongwe achibva kumukumba chichange chitambirwa here Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke zvirokandaba siyabona kuti ke kune ndaba ezimangalisayo ekade zikona namhlanje. So when we woke up this morning, you know, marvelous, we got the news that Fortune Chasi, who was the energy minister, had been sacked by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So now reports indicate that he is linked to certain activities in the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority and others. These are still allegations. And we know that apparently about 2 weeks ago, he sacked the board members of the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority. And his target was mainly Mr. Sitin Gata, who was the ZESA board chairperson. He was actually an executive chairperson, a post that was created by the Mnangagwa government. So now it seems as if Chasi immediately called for investigations and put the matter before the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. And they appealed to them to actually investigate the matter thoroughly. So Mr. Sidney Gata is linked to some 5 vehicles that he was actually allegedly possessing while they belonged to ZESA. And then there was a gold mine, you know, in South Africa where some people were sent down there, according to, you know, the Herald newspaper. They were sent to actually sign certain documents for a gold mine trust. And then there are claims that there's some $10 million, which cannot be accounted for. It appears as if that money was actually used for a Christmas party. So this, according to the Herald newspaper as well. So now we know that Chasi has been replaced by Sota Jemo, who is the Mzaravani North Member of Parliament. So Zulukanda Baiko Esukbona Kunamanje, Utum Nuzana Uchasi, Fortune Chasi Ukati Pete, Ukacha Ulubona, Yesomli Luga Ketsi, Use Kochue, Umanga Meli, Emerson Mnangagwa. Ukwanage Abati Ngabe Wawenza, Kotwage Singers Uti Kutuleganganan. Swanege Ipepa Daba Le Herald, Libiga Utige, Ukanyage Uti Umzana, Uchasi, Wakocha Umsevenzi, Kumbukumisa kancane okuzesa board yena umgcini sihlalo uSidney Gata owethiswa amacala amaningi. So le Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission isingenele kudaba lolo. So iyaluphenya sibulokumangalisayo kule mali efika 10 million ukuthi ayibonakali ukuthi iyasebenzani. Khanya imali le yasetshenziswa ke ukuthi kube le Christmas party. Kuzobuya ke i-gold mine trust kule South Africa ungani kuyahlupahlupha. Kuzobuya njalo le moto ezinhlanu okuthiwa ke zathathwa nguSidney Gata. So ke sokubuya ke khona kukaChasi sizezwa ngokuya kwesikhathi. Xa sisikhangela kugatsha lwezokulima uMnangagwa usecele udokotela Ensias Masuka ukuthi abe umphathintambo uthatha isikhundla sikaParents Shiri. Kunjalo ke mabulasi.
Aiwa, tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zvatamuka tichiona pamadande mutande sekutaura kwandamboita. Tamuka tichinzwa kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vawanikwa ivo vachigadza wavari kuti iye vachatora basa rava Parents Shiri vakati siya munguva yapfuura. Vari kuti ivo pachange pana Dr. Anxious Jongwe Masuka vachange vari kutora basa irori rekuva ivo gurukota rezve yatikati Lands Agriculture Water and Rural Resettlements gurukota rezvevhu. Asi tichitarisa zvakare kuti nyaya yanyanyonetsa padare mutande yatamuka zvakare tichiona taona zvakare tichinzwa kuti vaFortune Chasi avo vanga vari ivo gurukota rezvemhando yemoto vawanikwawo moto wavo uchidzimurwa musi wanhasi vamuka ivo vachiudzwa kuti basa rapera vamiswa basa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Tichiona zvakare kuti pawanikwa ipo pachigadzwa vamwe vawanikwa vachinzi vatora basa irori regai tibva takupai vari kunzi hanzi Honorable Soda Honorable Soda Jemu, Member of Parliament of Muzarabani North, ndovanzivo ndova kupuwa basa, rangaraka batwa ivo na vachasi vabva vanzi aiwa parizvino vamunangagwa vataura ivo mumazwi avo kuti maitiro avo avachasi haachakodziri kuti varambe vari gurukota rehurumende. Saka ndozvanga zviri kutaurwa. Saka tichange tiri kuongorora kuti zvii chaizvo zvanga zviri kuitwa navachasi zvazoita kuti vamunangagwa vawanikwe ivo vachidzimura moto wavo muzuva ranhasi. Saka zvizhinji zvatichange tiri kuziva ipo pano. Tichitarisa zvakare zvabuda mudare nhasi apo Hope Chimono anzi iye awanikwe achidzoka svondo rinouya kuti anzwe kuti chikumbiro chake chekuti abhadhare mari yechibatiso chichatorwa here, chichatambirwa here. Tichiona kuti nhasi mudare umu maudzwa imo kuti mutongi wedare vanga vasina masaisai kana kuti intaneti yekuti vaverenge zviri padande mutande raamai Beatrice Mutetwa. Kuti mai Beatrice Mutetwa vakanyorei paFacebook zvavari kunzi ivo nedare zvinogona kuti zvizokanganisa nyaya yaHope Chimono. Saka nyaya idzi dziri kuitika panguva ino. Tiri kutarisa zvakare kuti hurumende yazivisa nhasi uno kuti kanzuru yeHarare yapiwa mukana wekuti ibhadharise vanhu zvinhu zvakadai semitero nemari yekunze yemaUS dollars, uye zvekuti avo vanenge vasina maUS dollars vari kunzi ivo ngavazowanikwa vachiwanikwa vachibhadhara mari yemarets vachishandisa rate iripo pamusiwoyo paauction market gives.
Yeah, so as we are speaking right now, Marvelous, there is a video about this Hopewell Chingono case. So let's listen to what the lawyers are saying about this issue concerning Beatrice Mtetwa. Let's just listen carefully.
Good afternoon. Just to give you an update on what happened today, we were supposed to have the bail hearing in camera, but it didn't proceed. There was an application by the prosecutors where they want to remove the lead counsel from the case based on comments that they are saying were posted on a page, Beatrice Mutetwa and the Rule of Law. So that case is still ongoing. The application is still ongoing, and we'll only be able to know the outcome of that application possibly tomorrow, if it's finalized tomorrow. So until that application is aired, the bail application will not be proceeding. Thank you.
But what do you make of that application in the midst of your case?
Unfortunately, we will not be able to comment much because the case is still ongoing, sub judice. But just to reiterate that the Constitution says that any person who is accused of committing any crime has a right to legal representation of their own choice.
And that case belongs to
Is the media, I think you can also do your own investigations on that.
I am able to say I am not committed.
So that's exactly what the lawyers are saying here, yeah, Marvelous. They're saying that this case is still sub judice, so they don't say a lot about what is going on. But the bottom line is that they're accusing Ms. Mtetwa of allegedly posting certain issues concerning the case involving Chingono. So, but she's saying no, that's not true. She's just being targeted. And before maybe we go deep into that, let's bring in Letuin Sbanda. I think she's got something to say about this case. So, okay, Letuin, how are you doing?
Ngiyaphila linjani, baba?
Ngiyaphila, yeah. Ubona njani? Ngiyaphila kwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Hayi, kubuhlungu kabi. Sikwamanye amazwe nje ngendawo yalumbuso wezano. Asihlalisekanga kahle. Siyafisa ukuthi sibuyele emakhaya.
Yes, siyabona njalo kule case yena le enzakala eHopewell Chingono futhi naye.
Yo, ibuhlungu kabi. So kuthi ukuthi eZimbabwe akulamalungelo ukuthi umuntu kumele aveze ukuthi there is something wrong going on. Ungavele uveze lokho, uyobulawa, uyobotshwa. Hayi, kubuhlungu kwenzakala kwelakithi.
Ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni manje?
Hayi, kumele upresident laye abe lozwelo labantu bakhe. Maye ngupresident wabantu, akabe lozwelo labantu bakhe, abe ngumuntu wabantu.
Kwenzakala kolokho?
Ah, kwehlula kwelakithi.
Kwaphetangani ma?
Eh, angazi baba.
Yeah, posela kugcina kona.
angisazi ukuthi mina kwele Zimbabwe kumele kwenziwe kanjani nanku lamanye amazwe kafuna ukusisiza. So kumele maybe thina izizalwane zeZimbabwe siphakame sibone ukuthi singenzani, kodwa yeshi kunzima lapha.
Ye siyabakhulukele Twin ungathela kusasa papay. Ye lo-ke le Twin Spanda ungena khonapha kuhlelo, siyabonga okonye okwamagama. So what Le Twin was saying is that the situation is tough in Zimbabwe. So she doesn't know what Zimbabweans are supposed to do. So I think she's going to hang around and then we'll be talking to her as time goes on. And then on another matter, you know, there are some four Zimbabweans who actually died in South Africa. We're talking about Simukai Ngwenya, Kubulani Chuma, Takanowa Chuma, and Jealous Muleyancube. So this guy is come from Mandimoni in Pinga. So they were actually drinking some, you know, some beer. You know, in South Africa these days it's difficult to buy beer.
Making an illicit brew? What happened?
No, it's not certain what they were actually drinking, but somebody bought some beer for them, and the four of them actually died. So now the difficulties that the family is facing right now is taking the bodies from South Africa to Zimbabwe so that they can be laid to rest. So we've got a relative of the deceased who's going to tell us a bit about what is going on. So let's listen to what she's saying about the matter, because she says they can't afford to send the bodies home. Here she goes.
Sayibonani Mahlabe Zulu, igama lami ngiTake Show and Love. Engikhulumela laba abashonileyo abebhinga, uSumkai Ngwenya, loKhumbulani Chuma, loTakoniwa Chuma, loJealous Ncube Mleya, abebhinga eChisawu anda uSinamagonde Chief. Bachone kabuhlungu kakhulu abafowethu sidabukile sikhonapha. UKhumbulani Chuma loSumkai Ngwenya abafikanga esibhedlela, bachona vele bengakafiki esibhedlela. Bathenga utshwala emuntwini owayehamba edayisa utshwala laye ngwebhinga. Ngeke simkhulume ngegama ngoba ubalekile vele asimazi lokuthi ukuphi. Wabuya ebadayisela utshwala lobu esithi madoda utshwala buchiphile. Njengabantu utshwala buvaliwe, abantu into idlayo ungazwa kuthiwa nansi sikhona ngeke uzuyekele. Bathenga utshwala lobuyana baqala ugula ngabo 3. Abantu babezitshela ukuthi abafana laba banjani badakiwe, kanti abafana labana sokuyikugula. Bathi sebe-realize abantu sebebona ukuthi abantu laba sekuyikugula akusase yikudakwa, besa babiza i-ambulance yaphuza ukufika. Sasesidinga i-meter taxi leyana yathwalela izidumbu, yathwalela abantu laba esibhedlela. Abazange bayafika besaphila, basebeshonile esibhedlela. Laba abanye uJealous Mleya loTakoniwa Chuma bachonela esibhedlela, benjalo kulabanye abaphuza utshwala lobuyana. So esikucelayo manje lusizo olwemali ukuthi izidumbu zethu ziye ekhaya, ngoba abantu laba batshonele eGoli, bona basuka eZimbabwe ekhaya. Isisicelo sethu esisicelayo kakhulu ukuthi ongabe elokuphathisa sile account number esilayo umuntu angafaka kuyo imali ukuze abantu abashonileyo behambe ekhaya. Sile viki lonke sidinga singalali, zama ukuhlanganisa akuhlangani ukuthi abafi baye ekhaya. Siyacela kakhulu benjalo abafi bona labo bebelabantwana khona lapha eGoli. Manje ayi kunzima kakhulu, yi-lockdown. Akulo ukuthi singayenza njani, abanye abasebenzi. So yikho sesicela ke uZulu ukuthi ngabe kungaba khona ongaba lesandla eside asifakele khona imali, i-account silayo. Ma kukhona abalokufuna ukuphathisa bengafonela inamba ikhona
kukhona number esifonela kuyo kumane lami dabukile kakhulu singumdeni sinjalo sididekile imali zakhona azikho ama society sasijoinile ngenxa yo lockdown imsebenzi yaphela akulazimali ezikhona ukuthi abantu bakhiphe izimali lezo ezama society sikhiphile kusishotele lapho esishotele khona ukuze abafila bahambe ekhaya bayefika ekhaya siyakhala siyakhala kakhulu khona
fasazisenze. So that's a relative of the deceased. So she's appealing for help, you know, in whatever way, because they're saying that they don't have money to actually ferry these bodies back home. So she actually mentioned the names of the people that are affected and they belong to the Chuma family. So it appears as if it is a crisis that is facing this family. So they are appealing for help, marvelous, for people to actually access them. So over to you.
Aiwa putanga tiri kunzwa kubva kumhuri yekwachuma vari kukumbira iro rubatsiro rwekuti vaendese hama dzavo kumhosha dziri kunzidzo dzakashayikira kuSouth Africa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura ipo pano asi nhau huru yatiinayo inyaya yeCOVID-19 kuti kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyo yedenda reCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zvatamuka tichiona yatingati breaking news yatamuka tichiona muzuva ranhasi apo taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachidzinga ivo vaFortune Chasi vanova ivo gurukota rezvemoto kana kuti ndo zvakare vanowanikwa ivo vari mugurukota rinotungamira bazi rezesa tichitarisa kuti nyaya yemagetsi yanga iri kunetsa munyika asi tuda kunzwawo kuti nhasi mukutaura kwedu zvii zvinoreva kudzingwa kwavachasi pabasa iri vanga vari kugona basa here zvii zvatingaone zvichitaurwa nenyanzvi kuti zvaitika kuti tizoona vachasi vachimiswa basa Gibbs.
Yeah, marvelous. I spoke to Lindiwe Zulu, who is the International Relations Committee Chairperson of the African National Congress, about what is going on in Zimbabwe. And she maintains that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. But at the same time, the Zimbabwean government is saying there's no crisis because Zimbabwe is not on the SADC agenda, is not on the African Union agenda, and therefore there is absolutely no crisis. So now, while I was talking to her, she actually indicated that, of course, there are some ministers who have actually said certain bad things about her, that is Zimbabwean ministers and some ZANU-PF officials. But her concern is that there should be some kind of stability in Zimbabwe. She says Zimbabwe is unstable. So let's listen to the interview that I did with her.
Abantu abadala ukuthi baye eZimbabwe bawuhlangana nabantu abadala enesethemba ukuthi kuhlangane kwabo nokuphuma kwabo kuzosiza nasifuna ukuya khona ukuthi kusikhathi isikhathi esingakanani akuyona into esikhulumayo right now. Into esikhulumayo right now ukuthi njengabantu abangama-neighbor kumgoka ukuthi sihlale sikhulumisana sibonisane sibonisana ukuthi okay ngoba ama-neighbor futhi sine-impact kuyo yonke i-region yethu. Yini into esingayenza ukuze sihlungise lasibona khona ukuthi akuhambi kahle niyabona
kodwa kuyalungisela yini mazulu
ayikho into edlula ukuthi sithathe isikhathi esingakanani yenye indaba kodwa ayikho into edlula ukuthi abantu bavume ukuthi bazesilungisa njengoba sengisho nje upresident Cyril Ramaphosa on the government side uthumele i-delegation yakhe izobuya i-delegation yakhe imbrief athathe from there ukuthi wenze njani ngeke sithisa abantu bala i-Africa sesitelwa abanye abantu ngaphandle ukuthi akunjilunga or kuzozima kudicida thina ukuthi zokufuneka zilunge ngoba we are African siyazwana siyazana.
So that is exactly what Lindiwe is saying here. She's saying, you know, Africans have got a solution to their problems.
African
so in this
solutions.
Case, yes, so in this case, the ANC is going to help, you know, ZANU-PF in coming out with a very good solution. So over to you.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Lindiwe Zulu varivo vari kuSouth Africa veANC vachitaura ivo kuti vanoona kunge pane zvinetswa asi vachange vachitivo ANC ichashanda ane ZANU-PF kuti vawanikwe vachibuda nechisungo chimwe chete. Kunyangwe ndandiri kuedza hangu Gibbs, I was trying to listen to Andebele
So I hope that I actually translated correctly from what she said. But, you know, very interesting take there from Lindi Wezulu. We know that she also had issues with the former president, the late president Mugabe. Remember when she got actually mentioned by the late president Robert Mugabe earlier on before he passed away, because she had a big role to play in the Zimbabwean situation and was really hands on at that time. Over to you.
Yes, so we know that there's a SADC summit on Monday, and indications are that Zimbabwe is not on the agenda. According to the Minister of Information, that is Mrs. Monica Mtswangwa, Zimbabwe is a country that is not facing any political problems. So she's saying these problems that are being mentioned are things that are being created by some political malcontents, as they put it.
Yes.
So now even the president himself, Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, is saying that these people are dissidents. So, but people are saying no. They are trying to make sure that there's democracy in Zimbabwe, but things are going the wrong way. So now we hope our guests are going to join us shortly so that we can discuss what is happening in Zimbabwe with them. So now let's try to call one of our guests who's actually listening to talk to us right now and see whether we can actually proceed with the nature of the discussion that we have. So it appears as if the guest is not yet ready. We'll wait for him to come aboard, and then we'll talk to him. Over to you, Marvelous.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kuona tiri kunzwa kuti pari zvino pane maboka akadai seSADC ari kutaura ivo kuti pane mameeting achange ari kuitwa munguva dzinotevera. Asi takaona iro vhiki rino amai Monica Mtswangwa vachitaura kuti hapana problem kana kuti hapana manetswa ari muZimbabwe, zvekuti Zimbabwe haisombori paagenda rezvichakurukurwa kumusangano iwoyo weSADC. Tichiona zvakare mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachitaurawo kuti muZimbabwe hamuna kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu, vachitotaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vari kushanda nevanhu vekunze panyaya dzekudaidzira kuti pave nezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika, uyezve vachitaura ivo kuti pane vanhu vari kutoshanda vachiita sevanhu vanopfurikidza mwero panyaya dzeZimbabwe, vachiti izvi ndo zviri kushungurudza panguva ino sekuona kwavo. Asi tichiona varwi vekodzero dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu vachiti ivo pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika zvinofanira kugadziriswa, uye vanga vakatarisira kuti nhumwa dzakauya munyika dzakabva kuSouth Africa munguva yapfuura, idzo dzakasangana nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, kuti dzaizokwanisawo zvakare kunge dzichisangana nemamwe mapato anopikisa nemamwewo atingati maorganization akazvimirira, ma-non-profit organization akazvimirira kuti nyaya iyi izeyewe kuti pane kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu here kana kuti kwete. Asi hurumende iri kuti iyo hapana kodzero dzevanhu dziri kutyorwa pari zvino, uyezve nyaya iyi haisi kuzoturwa kana kuti kuzeyewa kuSADC summit inenge ichiitwa munguva inotevera. Gibbs.
Yes, so we've got another tape where Lindi Wezulu talking in English. Let's listen to what she's saying about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
The president is the one that will receive the report back from the envoys, because terms of reference are given by the president himself, as he is the president of the country. Remember, he is the president of both the ANC and the country. And from where we sit as an intersectoral relations subcommittee, the president will do what the president thinks is necessary for him to do from a government point of view.
Thank you very much. So we still remember that you once one of the people who went to Zimbabwe when then President Robert Mugabe was presiding over Zimbabwe, and there was a political crisis then, and now it seems as if there's also a political crisis in Zimbabwe. So as ANC, what is your view of the situation in Zimbabwe?
We've already said from an ANC point of view that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe that needs us from a party political angle, as the party liberation movement, ANC, plus ZANU-PF liberation movement. It's important for us to engage with each other and go back to what has been happening in the past and how we got to where we are right now, and then be honest and be frank about what is it that we need to do to help the situation. Zimbabwe is our neighbor. We cannot close our ears and eyes to that. But what we think needs to be done is for both parties to be frank with each other about what is happening in Zimbabwe, and we take it from there.
So do you think that there's a solution in sight to what is happening?
Absolutely. There can never be a situation without a solution. It might be just the time, how long it takes for us to deal with it. This is Africa. We've always said as an ANC that as Africans, we must find solutions to African problems. And as a political party, it's our responsibility to continuously engage until we are comfortable with the situation there and feel that, you know, we are proud of what is happening, we are comfortable with what is happening. So engagement is almost synonymous with us as South Africa. We've been there, we've gone through that. Where we are today because we engage until we go to where we are. Same thing will happen with Zimbabwe. From a party political angle, we will engage, but at the same time, as we said so, we will respect the other processes of engagement by President Cyril Ramaphosa. He sent envoys there. The envoys will come back and report to him. We will leave that to the president to deal with when the envoy gives him a report.
In your view, were the envoys supposed to engage some other stakeholders and not President Emmerson Mnangagwa?
I cannot be the one talking about that because the envoys had a brief with the president and the envoys have to come back and brief the president. So I don't want to get into that space because we, as an ANC and chairperson of the ANC International Relations, we respect the process that the president has started and I'd like to meet with it there so that the president is given the chance and the opportunity. But also on the other hand, also Zimbabwe and the president of Zimbabwe must be given that respect between the two of them as presidents of two countries. I'm sure they will engage with each other and help us through to the next level.
So that is Ms. Lindiwe Zulu. She occupies the position of chairperson of the ANC International Relations Committee. She was talking to Studio 7 there, marvelous. So basically what akukhulumayo lapha ukuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lo Mongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kumele bazilungiselele ukuthi balungise udaba leZimbabwe. Ungangena khonapho isesilo baba weZANU PF Wellington Moyo kuti kuqhubeka kona pamavelas.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Lindiwe Zulu vachitaura ivo kuti ivo sebato reANC vachawanikwa vachikurukura nebato reZANU PF, asi vari kutaura ivo kuti ehe vanoona kuti kuZimbabwe zvechokwadi pari zvino hakuna kumira zvakanaka, asi zvinhu zvinogona kukurukurwa pakati pebato reANC neZANU PF. Vazobvunzwapo neStudio 7 kuti munoona kuti iudzo nhumwa dzanga dziri kufa dzanga dzapinda muZimbabwe dzaifanira kuona vamwe vanhu here. Taona mai muzvare Zulu vachitaura kuti havakwanise kunge vachitaura panyaya iyoyo sezvo nhumwa iyi yakabva kumutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa vaSiru Ramaphosa. Zvinoreva kuti nhumwa idzi dzakaenda sekutumwa kwadzanga dzaita dzikanonzwa zvanga zviri kuZimbabwe kubva kuna vaEmmerson Mnangagwa dzikadzokera zvakare kuna vaRamaphosa. Saka pari zvino vari kuti pambowanikwa ipo pachipuwa ari kudzwa kuti pazeyewe nyaya iyoyi pakati pevatungamiri vaviri ava vozonzwa ivo seANC kuti zvii zvakabuda kunzwa kune vakanga vaenda senhumwa kuZimbabwe vozodzoka zvakare vachitaura kuti poitwa sei. Asi muzvare Zulu vari kutaura kuti ivo sebato reANC vachange vari kushanda nebato reZANU PF kuti zvechokwadi zvavari kuona kuti nyaya yeZimbabwe pane manetswa aripo anofanira kugadziriswa. Gibbs.
Yes, lobaba lapha ke esasilaye ubaba uWellington Moyo ukubandla neZANU PF. Baba Moyo, sakwamukela njalo kuhlelo. Sori ukuhlupha kangaka. Yes, so akutsho ke ukuthi siyabona ukuthi iSADC izama ke ngamandla wonke ukuthi iyenze umhlangano ngomvulo, futhi iZimbabwe kayikho ku-agenda. Kuhamba njani indaba ukuthi ingekho iZimbabwe ngoba ngayi ku-agenda? Bebeyakhuluma ngakhonokho okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe abantu abathi ihlupha ngakho. Ungangena khonapho sitshele ukuthi kuhamba njani ngakhonokho ukuthi abantu bathi bayahlukuluzwa kakhulu nguhulumende webandla leZANU PF. Kume njani khonapho bamona?
Tuloka manje esiphendulela umuntu ngokungabi khona kwesadiki sokukhuluma ngaleso kwenziwa umhlangano ngoba yonke into zabantu zayibona ukuthi bazokhuluma kakhulu bayo. Kodwa kwamanje ayikho into esingayitshela umphakathi ukuthi reason why noma kwenzakalani okokuhlukunyezwa ngabantu ndikubezalobeloku esikhuluma ngoba ibanjayo mhlawumbe ngathi sembusweni ekukhathala ukuphendula abantu abantu dube abezwa babekhuzwa so ma bekhuzwa bengizwa kuba nzimayo ukontrola umphakathi dube njalo ngeke sibayekele abantu bebhizine lokhu esinabo dube esimeni esinzima esingaka okungakuthi manje sinomkhuhlane wekorona abantu kabezwa umauthi wahlala nezindlini yakubona dube yikho esingabe sikhuluma ngakho dube banokuthi hhayi abantu bengakhala bethi bayahlukunyezwa kodwa okunye bayabekontrolwa dubeuthi noma singayinikeza i-DC party ngeyeuthi noma singayinikeza i-DC sinibhataliswe izabe isikhontrola kodwa masiqube endleleni kuyisikhuzi yabona dube phela ngeke ukuthi ukuze abantu ukingena nendengeza dube ngeke ubangenze ngomthandazo abantu kuyamele ubakhuze dube njengoba amazwi onke ekhona ukuthi i-South Africa yakhona iyastrayika iyakhuzwa nibeshedi yabona dube.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu kodwa sithinga-ke ubaba besicela ukuthi angene khonapha enkundleni size ukuthi singamthola yini. Sibona ngani sizamthola kumba so simthole ubaba usikhumbuza umlalazi ubaba ungayindawo khonapho just so we are trying to talk to Mr. Sikhumbuza umlalazi he actually said we should call him and find out what is really happening in Zimbabwe from him. So he's one of the people who is always contributing to this show. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
No, very fine. Stolo Sondele, simile phone yakho, ukhiphe la ku speaker phone, stoppe briefly ngokwenzakala kule Zimbabwe baba. Yeah, so sondela ku microphone yakho. So ke baba, Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi, briefly ngesikiwa, what do you think about what is happening in Zimbabwe? We see that Zimbabwe is not even on the static agenda. While people are complaining bitterly, that it should be on the agenda, you know, for one reason or another. What do you think is the case here?
There's only one point from my end to say, it is mounting the on the top list of the agenda in SADC. Expect our neighbors for the SADC region to then decide for us to human beings, because really we are in sovereign state, and I believe that our leaders have the capacity to then sit down. Because if you look at it, when it comes to elections, the old rush, everybody wants to be elected to be a leader. Why can't they do, use the same spirit to rush to say, let's go and solve the problems of our country, instead of looking to foreigners to come to our rescue? Let those people who rush to elections rush to solutions today, because we are just an embarrassment. That is just an embarrassment. All I would say, first of all, we seem to be stalling at this moment before we can then sit down and the world to listen to us. We need to, first of all, do the introspection, because I think all these people are moving for SADC to be our rescuer. They're just confused. Myself, I'd rather listen to Zimbabwean people to solve Zimbabwean problem. That's the only way we are going to have a better Zimbabwe. Because if you play marriage, if you are having a problem with your partner or spouse, if you invite a foreigner or a third person, the solution will be just temporal. Once you come back together and start again, someone will say, well, because of that person, I ended up coming to this agreement. But then I'm saying, Harare will then study the problems of Zimbabwe, and we stop this thing of being tribalist again.
Yes, kwenye kufanya nasi ndebe na kuna kuhama fuchani sivini wakati kuhuma ngaku la wamla las.
Yeah, inaweza wote sisi ndebe na nasi kwenye skolo wakulima na kubisika na kuto za zami sisi ndebe na mtaani ni timi na ukona wami Israel yeti abantu magdimela ukutanga ni kule onto abaidisa ukutanga zonge zonge zisi mazo namtani. Abezesikhalela ukuthi ngabe isadasi ibe yiyo ezinkizela ithi leZimbabwe. Mina ngibona ngani ma like ma kulungisela umthetho lokuthi ngoba siya ku-2023 uzobona ukuthi indlela abasukuma ngayo futhi ngabe bayabanga ama-leaders ethu. kwabanjani ukuthi basebe the same lowo moya nalwana izile naliyani ukuthi makuyo kuma-electives basebenze lowo moya namhlanje ukuthi sinenkinga zevela kithi asisukumeli madoda siyositala phansi nenkokhele ezikhona ulungise udaba oluhlupha abantu bezimbabwe ngoba isadaki ungakhangela isouth africa manje ungayikhangela isisakade makusuka yinkokhele isadaki abantu bakithi e-south africa ngale bathatha njengobaeoivalas abathathe njengabantu so ayikho nje into kumesi bhekele abantu evele e-south africa nabana abantu abe-south africa abantu nje nababaneenkinga zabo kungamela athina sikhangele kuo ngiyabona
yes cela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana I think we're joined by another guest and that is Miss Barbara Tanyanyiwa. Tanyanyiwa, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. How are you? How are you guys and listeners?
We are all well. And tell us, what do you think about what is going on in Zimbabwe? Briefly, where's the Kasa Neskiwa? Where's the Kasa Neskiwa? Very briefly.
I think
the
crisis in Zimbabwe, and I think many people
here
most of the world is now aware that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe, despite the fact that Mnangagwa keeps on denying Mnangagwa and his ZANU-PF, they keep on denying that there is a crisis. It's always like that. When people, maybe a couple is fighting, there's always the one who is wrong, who always jump to say there's no problem, you are okay. Whereas the victim, it will be silenced. Even if the victim wants to speak out, the victim will be silenced. That's what happening in Zimbabwe now. We are seeing members of the opposition party, MDC Alliance, to be specific, being arrested, being harassed, tortured, and also members of activists of the civil society. They also are being harassed. Journalists are being harassed. Everyone else is being harassed except the MDPT. We are so much worried why the MDPT is not even touched, and yet it's an opposition party. We are seeing Mnangagwa come out in that denial conflict and admit that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. Hospitals are not functional. People are suffering. Poverty is rising every day. Workers are complaining they are not getting what they want, what they are supposed to get. There is chaos in the industries. There is chaos in the economy. There's no money in the banks. You know it. There are so many, many, many problems. That, you know, when a president of a country stands there and then starts saying there's no crisis in Zimbabwe, I found it to be very, very upset.
Thank you very much.
It's really...
Yeah. Thank you very much. Marvelous, maybe chip in there.
Meno kana mai Tanyanyiwa vari kundinzwa vataure nezva kutaura kwavari kuita kuti vari kuona sei zviri kuitika muZimbabwe pari zvino.
Ndinotenda mazela zviri kuitika muZimbabwe zvinorwadza marwadzo chaiwo ekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe muZimbabwe aunongova mamiya mamira nerongo vanhu vari kutambura tiri kuona vanhu vari kushungurudzwa vanhu vakada kuti vataure vari kunyaradzwa tiri kuona hurumende iri kushandisa COVID-19 regulations kudzvingirira vanhu kumbunyikidza vanhu kuti vasataura zviri kunhunha dzavo tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa vanhu vebato rinopikisa zvikuru sei reMDC Alliance tiri kuona vanhu vari kusungwa tine vanhu vanosvika 167 vakasungwa kubva musi wa28 July kusvika nezuro Domestic achiwa iye mudzimai wemunhu wemutungamiri weMDC wekubheru akanga aenda achinotsvaga murume wake kumapurisa achibva asungwa saka ndo mararamiro ari kuita vana veZimbabwe macivil society maactivist vari kushungurudzwa vatori nevatapi venhau vari kushungurudzwa saka nyika haina kumira zvakanaka zvinongotifadza ndezvekuti nyika yose yakuziva kuti muZimbabwe mune dambudziko tinoona chero nehashtag iri kuitika iri kuendera iri kuti Zimbabwe lives are not vanhu vazhinji vakuziva kuti muZimbabwe mune dambudziko anongori emasoni munangagwa nevanhu vake vezanu vari kuramba kuti muZimbabwe hamuna dambudziko. Naizvozvo ndikutarisira kuti munangagwa angebuda pachokwadi abvume kuti akonewa, nokuti ukatarisa chero maministri zake ese ari kukonewa, ministry of finance ari kukonewa, ministry wehealth ari kukonewa, ministry wesocial welfare chaiyo ari kukonewa, nokuti vanhu vari kutambura, vanhu vatambura, vanhu vari kunonga soso nemuromo mavina.
Yes, let's get to the ZANU-PF member who is here, Ubaba Wellington Moyo. Baba Wellington Moyo, weweza bantu bakhuluma akwaphendule khonapho singakayi ubaba umlalazi kubeka khonapho umnumzana.
Okay, ngiyakuzwa Dube, lapho endlela okukhuluma ngakhona baba wami. Abantu ukhona nomunye shona ngiyasizwa kancane ethi abantu bayahlupheka banokutambura. Ongangokuthi kuhlupheka kubhek Africa yonke, ongababuza khona into eLibya khona bahlutshwa yini ke. So thina njengathi singapha lathi sobuya sibheke okwethu ukuhlupheka singeke sibheke kwabanye amazwe. Kukhona omunye laphana obawabaleka futhi wakhuluma ngathi lathi ngathi kunokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu. Lapho ngathi to mhlambe bayabotshwa, for example ukhona i-journalist eke yabhala something wrong, understand, after that ma uyitho ayifollow up uthole ukuthi lo muntu ubhala izinto ezingekho, and uthi uyanothise again ama-opposite party Dube, they want to treat by as a king, like ama-king bafuna ukuthi umuntu engenza noma yini ayekelwe kanjalo njengakuzwa mhlawumbe engabotshwa, understand that way abakhuluma ngakhona kuqonde khona ukuthi bafuna konke wathiwa lakho umuntu wakhona efuna uziphatha njengentandane ukuthiwa ngoba engakhuzwa kuyathiwa ngoba sehlumeza intandane, kodwa kufuze ebenothise-ke abantu kwala kuthi into engeke izenzekekele ukuthi abantu must follow the rules and laws, imithetho yonke into, understand that too. Yabonga tu.
Ye, so-ke kodwa-ke abantu bakhala bathi vele akula nto elungileyo elizweni, wena uyatho ukuthi hhayi abantu abaningi babhekana nezinto ezifanayo emazweni athiyeneyo, kodwa abantu beZimbabwe bathi abantu babotshwa mahlayana nje baba moyo. Kuyini okwenza ukuthi abantu bephonge ukubotshwa nje? Songani kwakhumbuza isikhathi segugurawundi, so khonapho-ke yikho kuhlupha abantu ukuthi bathi a-a okwenziwa libandla leZANU-P F kubi kakhulu. Phendula khona kusizwe baba.
Yebo Dube, yikho kotane ngikushilo ukuthi abantu ama-opposite party kakhulu ababotshwayo bengabotshwa abantu labana ne bafuna ukuthi bephathwe ezilaka ama-kings and queen yabona kanjalo. Kanti whilist thina siyabopha noma ngubani Dube, umuntu ofuna umthetho uyabotshwa Dube. I-freedom of speech ikhona Dube, kodwa into esingayivumeliyo yile yokuthi umuntu akhulume, ngeke nje ngikhulume lelo gama, mhlawumbe ngathi mhlawumbe afake nenhlamba liyani-respect into ezifana nalezo kuba ngithi ilizwe likhululekile Dube, kodwa into esiye siyifuna ukuthi abantu bengajoka benze yonke into Dube isifane kulungilene, kodwa bekhuluma iqiniso abantu. Manje there's another journalist engatoni ngingangifuna ukumqamba nangegama uthi ubebhala into ezingekho Dube, abhale noma yini at the end masithi yakubantu bayakulandelela. Abona anti babona ukubotshwa komuntu bengakwazi ukubheza story behind, understand, asizinengi journalist ziyabhala wathi ebeze ukubhalayo ngepolitiki, ipolitiki ibhalwa day and night, kodwa kababotshwa why, zibuze khona lokho the mask injani bona bayabona umuntu ebotshiwe sezithi yeye uyahlunyezwa ngithi bona mhlawumbe bafuna kuyekela kube semahlangeni amangazi, kodwa bona abantu nje behlale besazi ukuthi umthetho ngumthetho Dube, nami nginje ngabotshwa manje lizothi hayi sebotshwe nawo. Ngiyabonga Dube.
Yes, what Mr. Moyo is saying is that is a law, so people must follow all the laws in Zimbabwe. And this is some journalists are writing fiction, per se. So now, let's turn to the other guest that we have here. So, okay, Baba, we are going to talk about Kuluma. Kuluma is going to be here. We are going to talk about it. So, Baba, say, Mama, we are going to talk about it. So ukubona njani khonokho okhulunywa ngumoyo mama Tanyeni?
Ngiyabonga Dube, yazi mina kuyangimangalisa kakhulu ukuthi ngizwe ubaba uMoyo ekhuluma embambatha iZANU PF kangaka, and engithemba ukuthi ubaba uMoyo ekhonapha lapha khona unezihlobo eziningi kakhulu ezafayo zibulaya iZANU PF. Into ayaziyo ke ukuthi iZANU PF iyabulala, and siyabazi abantu ababephambili kungegukurawundi ngumnangagwa noperensi jiri lofileyo. So ukuthi umuntu uvikele ibandla ngenxa yokuthi wena ibandla lakho uyadla uyasuta ebandleni nalelo kodwa izibhobo zakho zidubeka, mina ngibona kuyinto edanisayo kakhulu. Gives kanti ngenxa yokuthi abantu bambambatshana kukungani abantu bonke laba abotshwayo bebotshela into ezombangazo bephuma bengelacala ujobu wangu wabotwa wapuma ingela chala wangu mtu wabotwa yo gibs wangu wanda sibike wabotwa wapume kutuwa kabana matana kutuwa basi kukulu zema kote banyichwa mabeili banyichwa lukuhu kutu banyichwa lukuhu banyichwa lezi ngezi kutumana yo muka ndo kunje ukotula kunje banyichwa kutu batoga interest kutumana yo bese umuntu mutana sei tuche sithi kona abantu laba cha bapambanisa kamele babotshwa kanti abantu bezano laba bapambanisayo for example singayikatshana uminister wo health lo waqotshwa yebo indaba elokho ephansi wanikwa ibail ebotshwe njenganamhla kusase kuseni wavuke ibail wasanjalo kuye court wahamba after 2 hours kwesingazake sikubone wahamba ngemota yakhe wa imali yayisiredi cash futhi 50,000 lokuthi wayeyithethe ngaphi kanti kungani kuthiwa khona abantu balamacala bayabotshwa kodwa abantu bonke abalamacala ezi-M P F siyababona bahamba free umnangagwa engena wathi enifuna ukubotsha iziganyi zonke ezazigomboloze uRobert Mugabe but esikubonayo ukuthi iziganyi zakhona ezazigomboloze kumgabe lokho ziphandle sokunezigani ezigombolozele umnangagwa kugoqela imuli yakhe abantwana bakhe laye umnangagwa ubona lisela elikhulu kodwa lokho bephandle kanti indaba kubotshwa abe-opposite
ye khonapho-ke ungathi lisela abantu bathi no kasiyosela ngoba kazange amiswe emthethwendaba so ke ume khonapho siyabuka kuwe Barbara Tanyanywa sike sizwe ubaba umlalazi baba umlalazi so we hear that from the ZANU PF perspective there are no issues at all in Zimbabwe nothing none but do you agree with that you know kind of perspective
okay angibonge ukuthi ungiphala wona politicians they got their own language that they use again before I go to that before I touch that, I want to say to my whether it's a sister or my mom, Barbara, it's so nice to hear a voice of a lady standing up and you know getting out of the crowd and saying something. But it's something that you are now defending your own interest. You are defending your party, and Ubabu Morongale is also defending his party.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice somebody confused with someone like me who doesn't. So we are mixing up our interest, the MDC, our interest in ZANU, and we are going to be able to do it. So we are going to remind Nani, go on his cutting. Both of them, Zoran, Singles, and Sana,
Yes, so what Mr. Mlalazi is saying here is there's need for peace, if I'm not misquoting it. Says there's need for some kind of, you know, talks between all the parties so that there could be a permanent, or let me say, some kind of solution to Zimbabwe's problems.
Wapo kuti vamlalazi vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti vanga vakateerera zvazviri kutaurwa nava namai Barbara Tanyanyiwa veMDC Alliance uyezve navamoyo veZANU PF, asi vamlalazi vari kuti panodiwa kuti vanhu vataurirane pawanikwe paine runyararo. Ndo zviri kutaurwa navamlalazi vachitaura ivo kuti vateerera zvanga zviri kutaurwa nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, asi ivo semaonero avo panodikanwa kuti paite pakutauriranwa pakati pemapato aya powanikwa ipo paitwe runyararo.
So sikhulume nobaba weZANU PF lapha sizwe ukuthi nxa sesikhangela konke khonokho okwenzakalayo, baba Wellington Moyo uzwile lapho baba Mlalazi ukuthi ngcono likhulumisane, likhulumisane umlota ilizwe leZimbabwe liphumelele. Kungenzakala yini khonokho baba Moyo?
Kube ngiyabonga ubaba Mlalazi ngoba seze waphendula iqiniso ubaba Mlalazi wabatshela futhi engiseli ngibatshela khona ukuthi ngaphandle kokukhulumisana umlota yikho enye into esingayikho esingaya kuyo. Enye into Dube angazi mhlawumbe ngizoyibeka kabi uma kungathi I think there's another party ziyadingeka ukuthi zibe nabantu abadala abazobazihlanisa phansi ukuthi yes makhona into erong akuhlale phansi ikhulunyeke kanjalo beyibeke kahle. Angithi uyabona ngendlela abayithathisa ngakhona usuke sebeyithatha fast or kanjani. And another thing intathe ngisho ukuthi bona basuke bebhekeke i-problem kanti lawa kwamaphathi anayo abo i-problem yabona Dube. But anything ngiyabonga inkokheli zonke ezikhona namagesti akho nje wonke akhona ngiyabonga Dube kangenza abakomenta ngakhona ngizo-improve improve akhona baba.
Kodwa ubona ngani kungalungiswa yini abantu bahlale phansi bakhumisana umlotha kulungiswa konke okuhluphayo?
Kungalungiswa ke lokho Dube, siyakuvuma futhi siya welcome.
Kungathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuthi kulungiswe bona ngombono wakho?
Sokungathatha isikhathi ngoba Dube the real thing ukuthi okwamanje into ekhona siyabe singathembani ukuthi ngempela i-show ngoba uzathi ukuthi siyalungisa izinto kathi omunye ukukhona after khona, understand? Because kuyasofuze into lama-rules imithetho esikiyo ukuthi okay ngoba amabandla lamabandla anama-rules ayo, so kunaminye imithetho lathi kuyamele siyikhansile ukuze sihambelane ngoba asihambelani because of ukwenza kwethu. Angithi labo laba balama-terms and condition up nathi sinama-terms and sofuze sikhiphe amanye nathi sikhiphe amanye sibone ukuthi ayabhasa and then okay and move forward kanjalo.
So, Mr. Tanyanyiwa, can there be any reconciliation between all these feuding parties?
Oh, yes, there can be reconciliation. Maybe first of all, I would like to maybe to talk about what Mr. Mlalazi just said. I am the special spokesperson for the MDC Women's Assembly, so I speak on behalf of MDC. In the MDC, we represent the people, we represent the majority, we represent workers, we represent women, we represent men, we represent youth. So what I'm saying here is the problems that are affecting the majority of the Zimbabweans. So I will not be shy to talk about representing MDC because that's what I am. And to blame us, to say we are just like ZANU PF, he also has got his party, of which I know, I can even guess which party belongs to. No one is neutral in Zimbabwe. The moment you say you are neutral, it's a lie. There's no one who is neutral. 30
seconds, 30 seconds, Mr. Tanyanyiwa, 30 seconds. Going back to the question. Yes.
We as MD, we have a position already. We are ready for negotiations. We are saying we want a transitional authority whereby all the people, all the parties are included, not the political parties, but we want everyone. We should not leave anyone, no one behind, just like what the SDG goal is all about.
Thank you so much, Barbara Tanyanyiwa. Our time is up. Sorry, there's no extra time, Zimbabwe. We have to end the show today on that note. We wish to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi,
a political activist, Mr. Wellington Moyo, who is a ZANU-PF member, Ms. Barbara Tanyanyiwa, who is also a political activist. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mpanganya here in Washington, D.C., broadcasting from my home because of COVID-19, the coronavirus.